Elissa Walker Campbell back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. The Charlotte Hornets exceeded everybody's expectations in the 2015-2016 season and had a very strong finish. Right now, it is time for a timeout and a Hornets season review. Plus, we're going to be shining the spotlight on our guest's new book. Adam Phillippe is the director of global scouting for the Charlotte Hornets. He has been scouting the NBA since 1999 and is entering into his 18th season. He won three championships with the Los Angeles Lakers as their director of international scouting. He is a shooting expert and just released his second shooting book, Mastering the Art of Free Throw Shooting. Good evening on this Friday night. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on, and congratulations, let me start off with this, on just an impressive season with the Hornets. Before we highlight your book, I just would love for you to recap this amazing run, and what was the key to success and revitalizing the Charlotte Hornets?
Well, I'll be honest with you. When I joined the Charlotte Bobcats at the time, I was a little bit skeptical. A lot of good people, you know, Michael Jordan, obviously being my hero, going to work for him was obviously exciting. But, you know, we won seven games during the lockout season. That's an all-time low. So seeing a team go from seven wins to 48 wins and having the third best record in the East was obviously something that it's an accomplishment, you know, and, I think all it takes in the NBA is to have a little bit of chemistry, add a couple good players, because, you know, Nick Batum obviously changed
the whole dynamic,
our organization. Yeah, because when you add a player that can do so many things, like Scottie Pippen used to do for the Bulls, I think you're adding something so valuable. And I don't think Nick's statistics show how much he's worth for this team, but I think you've seen how Marvin Williams, Kemba Walker, other players on the team have evolved. And I really think that had a lot to do with Nick Batum. Last and not least was this coaching staff has done a tremendous job. Steve Clifford is a longtime, you know, NBA assistant, college coach, has paid his dues. He had an opportunity, and he's made the best of it. I really think this team, I think we were just, you know, a couple shots away from making it to the second round. We'll see what we can do next year.
You were listening to The Voice, the director of global scouting with the Charlotte Hornets. He's a three-time NBA champion with the Lakers in 2002, 2009, and 2010. Adam Phillippe is with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love for you to connect with us at Twitter, at @eRadioSports, and you can go back and listen to this interview at podcastarena.com, podcastarena.com. Click on the YSR tab. Adam was just talking about the job that Steve Clifford has done, and I just think overall, when you step back, the Charlotte Hornets were one of the most intriguing teams this season. And I thought Coach Clifford did a masterful job with bringing the Hornets to a whole new level, specifically defensively.
Yes. I think he's known, you know, he comes from the Van Gundy tree. And so defense, obviously, there's a lot of emphasis on that. I think that in coaching, a lot of coaches try to outsmart everybody. Steve Clifford has a very, very simple, you know, very simple concepts, speaks with a very simple terminology, and players are much more open to understanding what they need to do. You know, simple instructions, simple concepts. Hey, we want to stop them from scoring on us. Very simple. I think our foundation is defensively, but we came a long way even offensively.
Hey, Adam Phillippe is with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. I know that we can't get into what the off-season priorities are, but I do want to hit on and zero in on a couple of the players. And, of course, in point guard Kemba Walker, he had a career year for the Hornets and really took some steps forward. What kind of off-season adjustments did he make coming into this season? Because he really strided out.
Well, I think one thing is when you get in the league, you kind of learn every summer what you need to do to get better. Because you see other players around you on other teams, on your own team, you see how some players come back better. I think Kemba understood that he needed to work in the offseason, not making the playoffs last year, and he's such a competitive player. I think he knew that he had to bring something new. He definitely worked on his shooting, and you can see that in his percentages. But I think his overall leadership also improved. You know, when you're 5 years in the league, now you're a veteran. And at that position, people expect you to lead the team. both by example and vocally. And I think that's another big, big area of improvement. But the one thing that he's always had, that he has now, and he'll have even in the future, is his tremendous competitiveness. Talk about a guy that had a chip on his shoulder. This guy has had to prove doubters wrong. You know, he's undersized.
Yeah.
But we're talking about a guy that has a huge heart and a huge competitive edge. And you can see that even when he's not having a great game, he's going to take responsibilities, take big shots, and, as we've seen a lot, also make a lot of big shots.
What kind of changes and adjustments did he make in terms of with his shooting mechanics? Because that was obviously one of the reasons why he was able to post such personal best. I mean, he averaged, 21 points per game, almost 43% field goal percentage. Of course, had that big game and that double overtime win, at home, 52 points and 9 rebounds against Utah.
Yeah, I don't know what exactly, you know, I'm on the road most of the time. I think the coaching staff has definitely paid attention, you know, to little things. Little details in the shooting. I'm not sure if he made any real adjustments or just the fact that, you know, the team was better. He had better looks. Let's not forget, when you have better teammates around you,
right,
you get better looks. And, you know, obviously the defense is going to adjust. But you got to be able to punish the defense, you know, when they give you a little extra room. So I think his confidence has skyrocketed. And again, Steve Clifford has the ultimate confidence in this kid. So that has been huge. So I think it's a combination of getting a little more reps up, figuring out where to get his shots, having more help from his teammates, and his tremendous, tremendous level of confidence.
Well, head coach Steve Clifford, you're right, Adam. He had high praise for him, talked about how he's a team first kind of guy. Now let's transition. Let's talk about Jeremy Lin. Give us a hit on him. His play was obviously big in the playoffs, and he's been really well received with the fans right there in Charlotte. And I know that their fingers are crossed. They hope that he's going to return.
I'll be honest with you. You know, when I was with the Lakers my last year, Jeremy Lin was playing at Harvard, and we liked him. We wanted to invite him to summer league, but then, you know, the lockout happened and all that. We liked him, but I never thought that he had that level, again, like Kemba, that level of competitiveness. This guy is a tremendous competitor. He really feels the game. You know, we saw it in New York during the Linsanity period, but even more, I think this was by far his best overall season. You know, coming off the bench, and as Red Auerbach used to say, one of your top four scorers has to be a guy coming off the bench. That's what he had, John Havlicek coming off the bench. Well, Jeremy Lin was a guy that he changed so many games in our favor this season. It was amazing. And he won maybe on his own 2 or 3 games. You know, he is instant offense. He's got great confidence. He's such an aggressive player. He's a very deceptive athlete also. And, you know, he can get really, really, you know, he can get pesky on defense also. So I really, really think that, you know, I don't know if he kind of got caught up in the great atmosphere, great locker room, you know, atmosphere we had, the coaching staff, or buying into what the coaching staff was telling him. But coming off the bench and being so, so aggressive, I just think that was huge for us.
Well, and he was very open about that in the postseason, that he had talked about that he'd been with a number of organizations talking about the Rockets and the Lakers, but this was the most fun that he had in his 6 years in the league, and that he was, as we were talking about, able to stride out. I want to move ahead. Adam Phillippe is with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He is the Director of Global Scouting with the Charlotte Hornets. He racks up a lot of frequent flyer miles. So tell us about your position and all the responsibilities that you have as the head of global scouting. What all does that entail, Adam?
When Europe took over in the NBA, when, you know, Nowitzki, Stojakovic, Kirilenko, Pau Gasol started, you know, dominating at the NBA level, you know, there was so much interest in the NBA. So I was lucky enough, you know, to be in a position where I knew Europe, I knew the leagues over here, and obviously I spoke English and had some contacts in the U.S., so I was like the perfect fit to do this type of job.
The Director of Global Scouting with the Charlotte Hornets, Adam Phillippe, is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. So much more to get into. You stick around after this quick timeout.